Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to the... Let's try that again. What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? By now, humanoids, you know that William Shatner, the original Captain Kirk, has gone into space, y'all. I can't wait, man. I really can't. I really can't. I want to go so bad. Don't you? Don't you want to go to the edge? Don't you want to go out there and just look around and see what's out there? I wonder how many satellites did he see? Because there are hundreds. It blew my mind. Many moons ago, when I was a teenager in high school, and we talked about space and space travel and how many satellites there are out there. Not only did the U.S. send satellites up, Russia sent satellites up, joint ventures with other countries sent satellites up. Interesting. Very, very interesting. That's just like I've mentioned before on this podcast, that there is a race to the moon to mine the moon. Because from my understanding, from what I've read, there is a limited amount of stuff to produce batteries for phones, computers, televisions, and everything else. So there is a lot of material on the moon. So there's a race between the U.S., China, and Russia to get to the moon to start mining. Oh, yeah. And I forgot, I think India also. So there's a race to the moon to start mining on the moon. And I just have a question for you guys, humanoids. If you have an opportunity to go to the moon, to live on the moon for, let's say, 2 years, to work as a miner, would you? I don't know, man. I think I would go stir crazy. I've heard about people going crazy who live in Alaska, you know, have 6 months of daylight and 6 months of night, you know. Yeah, I've heard people going a little, yeah, a little cuckoo, a little crazy, humanoids. I don't think I could do that. No siree. And then think about it. You're on the moon, man. You're on the moon. Let's say that there are several colonies up there. You only get to go and hang out with people in the other colonies, man. I mean, and it's not like you're up there on vacation. You're working, you know. All work and no play makes Jack a bad boy. Tell me what movie that is from, if you know. Let me get the movies out of here. Anyway, humanoids. Man, I've been contemplating on wrapping my bike, you know, and then I was thinking about plastic dipping. I don't know, man. Look, humanoids, I saw another Jetson Bolt Pro in my city. My son and I were hanging out at Veterans Memorial Park, and I looked towards the main street, and there was a Jetson Bolt Pro going down the road. I'm like, dang. Okay, I'm not the only one in the city anymore. Then I ran into several people who've asked me about the bike, and this lady is getting one for her son for Christmas. So now it is time for me to start distinguishing my bike from everybody else's. Because I have a feeling there's going to be an influx of new Jetson Bolt Pro bicycles floating around town. And like I said, I need to differentiate mine from everybody else's. Also, humanoids, I'm a little upset, and I'm gonna tell you why. Okay? I'm gonna tell you why. It deals with Amazon. And I need to stop trying to rack my brain and try to figure this out, because it's not going to change anything. But I'm going to tell you guys about it when I come back, all right? So hold on, humanoids. Be right back. Okay, humanoids, I'm back. And here's the thing. Man, the Amazon ecosystem, very affordable, but I'm upset because there's a piece missing, and you guys know what it is. It's the Fire Phone. Amazon, why couldn't you hold on, man? Look, very affordable ecosystem. If you have an Amazon Echo Dot, an Amazon tablet, Amazon Fire TV, Amazon Fire Phone, oh my goodness. Very affordable ecosystem. To me, that would have been way ahead of Apple and Google. Now, Google is somewhat affordable, but I'm not really digging Google products that much, you know. And Apple is just a little too expensive, you know. But Amazon, you were right there. You were right there. Consumers could afford you. Right there. All you needed was the phone. Think about it. The integrated system work of Ring working on your Fire Phone. You integrate that would have been, man, sometimes I just sit back and I just think about the stuff that Amazon could have done. And I'm like, man, Amazon would have been, you know. But hey, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, humanoids. I think the Fire Phone didn't work because I wanted one. I really did, because I had a Windows phone, I had an Apple phone, I had an Android phone, and I wanted the Fire Phone. And then when they went on sale for like a penny, I'm like, yeah, but that's when I found out that they were killing the phone, and I'm like, I don't want it now, but I still kind of wanted it. Should have got it, but I didn't. But, humanoids, this is strictly my opinion. One reason why the Fire Phone didn't work was because, remember the Fire Islands fiasco? Yeah, at the time, it all happened around about that time. And to me, anything that said fire just, you know, brought back the Fire Island fiasco thingy, you know. So yeah, that's my opinion. That's my conspiracy theory for today, and I'm sticking with it, okay? So don't try to change my mind, even though I may know better. But humanoids, man, that's just like now. I need to get another fire tablet. My mother-in-law got one many, many moons ago for Christmas. She bought, you know, on HSN or QVC or one of them. They were selling the two for like, $90. And she got the two 7-inch tablets. And she didn't like it. She said it was too slow. And she gave it to me. But, excuse me, the charging port broke away from the board, so I couldn't charge it. And but I enjoyed it because the time that I did get it to charge, it was pretty enjoyable. I mean, you know, I downloaded games on it. It basically was my entertainment tablet, you know. I didn't watch any Netflix movies or anything like that on it. It's just that I downloaded a bunch of games, and I downloaded a bunch of reading material, and I downloaded a USA Today newspaper. Yeah, and that's what I used it for. And it worked perfectly great. And I also used it for an alarm clock. It was cool. I loved it. And then controlling my Echo Dot, that was cool. And then, you know, being able to see, I just like saying Alexa. You know, so if I triggered your Echo, I'm sorry, I apologize. But yeah. And having Lexi in the room and in the living room was cool to me, you know, because and that was the beginning of the ecosystem. And then I started wondering, what if, you know, I go get, which I am, I'm getting another Fire tablet, and another Echo Dot. Matter of fact, they have the smart plugs. I'm getting some of those. I'm about to trick out my house, man. I'm about to trick out my house. And yeah, I'm a little upset, humanoids, that they don't have the Fire Phone. The Fire Phone is the last piece of the puzzle. And what they should do is rebuild it, rebrand, and come out with the new Fire Phone. They really should. But we know that's not going to happen. So can't help but dream.
Well, humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.